Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Continuing things on Panthers Insider. Heading down to the state of Florida, Tallahassee, and Pittsburgh Post-Gazette Pitt beat reporter Noah Hiles. Noah, good morning.
Morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on.
You got it, man. How's the capital city down there?
It's raining nonstop. That's how it is. It's very wet. It's a cool campus, I will say, but you know, going sightseeing, have to make sure I have my umbrella and my raincoat with me.
Well, it won't be wet in the arena today for a big game for Pitt. They're all big this time of year, and obviously, you're on the beat, you're around the program. You're always in tune with things. What's your vibe on this team right now? Because it seems like a group that is about as confident as there is in the league.
Yeah, I think that's a good assessment, Pat. It's playing its best basketball right now, which is exactly what you want to see for a team trying to push its way into the NCAA tournament, trying to, establish itself with some solid seeding for a conference tournament. Won four straight. Last loss was against Florida State, and according to some players and some coaches that I've spoken with, they're really hungry for revenge today.
When you look at this matchup, Noah, what jumps out at you from the last game? Obviously, the Panthers fell to Florida State at home. What jumps out at you as things that need to be corrected if the Panthers are going to win today in Tallahassee?
Well, I mean, I think Pitt just played a bad game against Florida State. I think that first things first, I mean, the Seminole shot 50% from three in that game. So I think maybe closing out a little bit better on outside looks on the defensive end could be key. But I think Jeff Capel really pointed out that they were outplayed down low. And I think that had to do with Federico getting into some foul trouble and the Diaz-Graham twins, not being able to execute as well as they would have liked. But I think the post play has really improved over the last four games. I mean, we saw the Diaz-Graham twins combine for 9 blocks in their last game, and granted, against a Louisville team that's struggling this season. But still, I think the areas where Pitt struggled last time out against the Seminoles, they've addressed and gotten better at in each of their past four victories. So I think it's just going to be playing their game, not playing Florida State's game, but Pitt needs to come out and play its game. Because that's what Leonard Hamilton's best ability as a head coach is, to take away the things that you do well.
You talked about the Diaz-Graham twins and Federico. I know you've had a chance to talk to the triplets, I guess. It's quadruplets now with Nate Santos. But what do you make of their improvement over not just the past couple of weeks, but over the course of the season? Because they're getting minutes from Jorge now, and it was mostly Guillermo for a long time. It seems like, we're at the point where they're no longer freshmen. Would I be accurate in that assessment?
I still think they're freshmen. when they have, because they have those moments, but they are certainly coming along. I mean, you look at those guys. I mean, entering this season, Federico was supposed to be the only one of those four names that you just listed to get any sort of consistent playing time. But when you lose John Hughley and you lose Will Jeffers before the year even started and you don't have Yor Johnson, your bench is thin, and it creates a need for really all hands on deck. And for Federico to step up the way he's done, I think is one of the more underappreciated things that this team has going for it right now. Because if he doesn't play well, Pitt is incredibly vulnerable down low. But the way he stepped up his game this season has been impressive. And then, you know, once he started getting it going, teams realized, all right, well, we'll get him in foul trouble, and then we can just pick on the Twins. Well, over the last month or so, they've really stepped their game up as well. And it just goes to show, you know, all the hard work that they're putting in. Jeff always talks about how, like you said, that group of four, they're always staying after practice. They're working hard, and that hard work's showing. They've really developed their game. They still have a long way to go. I mean, the Twins, they need to stay in that gym, put on some muscle a little bit, but they're going to be really good players. You can tell the team absolutely loves them, and that's because they bust their tails to get better, and we're seeing that on the court.
Talking to Noah Hiles from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, I want to talk to you about Jamarius Burton. And a guy that, you know, I think it'd be fair to say he's the glue to this team and the leader of this team. Although there are other leaders, other vocal leaders, other leaders by example. But is this a guy that's certainly playing at an all league level? Is this a guy that we could point to as kind of the fulcrum, you know, around which this team's going to rotate for this run through the remainder of this season?
Yeah, absolutely. He's the Captain America of this group is like what I like to label him as. He's the straw that stirs the drink. He makes it all work, because if there's games where they need scoring in the paint, and no one in the ACC has showed a better ability to get to the bucket and finish than Jamarius Burton this year. He's shooting like 50% from the field as a point guard, which is pretty crazy. And then there's other games where he can help out on the rebounding effort. He's had a double-double because of rebounds. He can get others involved with assists. And most importantly, Pat, I think his biggest thing that he contributes to this group is leadership. Jeff talked about last year how when JB was around, he would try to be a leader and get on guys, but some of the guys just didn't respond. So about halfway through the year, he just said, you know what, forget it. I'm done trying. This group is responding. He has a team now that he can actually lead, and guys who are just as invested as he is, and you see it. Everyone's really bought in. He's the one who's leading the charge.
Yeah, you mentioned the field goal shooting percentage at 51% for Jamarius Burton. He's one of only two guards in the top 10 in the league in field goal percentage at 51%, so I certainly think that speaks to his ability to get to the rack. Let's talk just bigger picture here. Bigger picture for 1 second. We'll close things out with you. I know you got a busy day. Got to get to the arena here pretty soon with tip-off at noon. What needs to be done for the Panthers to secure a spot in the tournament? I think they're an 8 seed right now. I know you tweeted out that they're 85% chance to make the tournament. What solidifies that resume, in your opinion?
Winning games like today. The only thing that could hurt Pitt's tournament odds now are losses against quad three or quad four opponents. And there are a lot of opportunities to lose games like that. They have a very easy schedule for the rest of the season. I think of their seven games, they only have two quad one opponents remaining. So Pitt's got to beat the teams it's supposed to beat. It's supposed to beat Florida State today. It's supposed to beat Georgia Tech. It's supposed to beat, you know, a Boston College. Those teams are inexcusable losses in February. When you're a team like Pitt who, you know, it's fighting to be ranked, that right now has a really good spot in the tournament as far as odds and everything, you can't regress. You got to keep pushing forward. Pitt shouldn't be looking to stabilize itself in the tournament. It should be looking to remain in first place in the ACC, and I think that's the mentality. And when you're a first-place team in the ACC, you don't lose the bottom-of-the-barrel competition like Pitt has on its schedule going forward.
Well, no, we appreciate you, man. Appreciate you breaking things down, analyzing this matchup and this season. And we'll look forward to your story after hopefully a good game today.
All right, Pat. Thanks for having me on.
All right, man. Safe travels. Noah Hiles, there he goes. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. does an outstanding job covering things for Pitt, Pitt football, Pitt basketball, on the road, covering the beat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.